This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Laurel. Right. I mean, of course it says Laurel. Why are people acting like...
Those lives we could stop the world for that. It's that stupid dress thing all over again.
Laurel.
Yeah, Laurel. Laurel.
Exactly. Laurel.
Hardy.
Do you hear Laurel?
I hear Hardy.
You hear Hardy? And it was Yanni.
Laurel and Hardy? Come on, don't you remember?
Oh, very good, Todd. Very good, very good, very good.
Laurel.
Yes. Oh, wait a minute. We got some breaking news here from Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House. What the heck's going on here?
I'd like to declare something that is just so obvious. It is Laurel and not Yanni. All right? Come on. How many Laurel fans here, huh? Yeah, right? Okay. Thank you. Yeah, it's amazing. It's the craziest thing.
Speaker of the House, ladies and gentlemen. I actually think it was an okay deal. I usually get a little irritated at some of these, kind of crazes, the dress being one. I remember we talked about that on the air that day, too. But this was a weird one to me. Somebody came on the office and said, let me play the Super G here. And I'm like, well, Laurel. No. Somebody across the table said, this is Yanni.
Yanni?
Laurel. Like, play it again. I want to hear what this says. You know, I mean, no, it's Laurel. No, it's
Laurel.
Yeah.
Laurel.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Laurel.
Anyway, I'm sure you know what we're talking about. I hope you do. I'm pretty sure, Todd, that everybody on the planet knows about that. Almost as much information about that as they do about the royal wedding, as a matter of fact. So, those two, in fact, if I say royal wedding one more time, would you just blow up the transmitters or something? I mean, just shut us down, Todd. Shut us down. Or you could just go with the buzzer.
Laurel and Hardy.
No, I love Laurel. I love Laurel and Hardy. Was that their music, too? It was kind of, wasn't it?
That was their theme.
Yeah, that was their theme.
I'm glad their legend lives on all these years later, because I think a lot of people forgot about Laurel and Hardy, and now we remember.
Yes, I hope so. I hope they do, because
there's some good can come out of that crap.
Yeah, there you
yesterday
go.
With Laurel.
I was in Hollywood one time, which, by the way, the royal wedding is not a royal wedding. It's a Hollywood wedding. This is a Hollywood wedding, and I don't care. Chris Berg, my friend from Point of View, that does TV show, said, didn't we fight a war? Didn't our founding fathers fight a war so we didn't have to care about the royal wedding? No kidding. You know, I think we have our independence. I think that's what July 4th is all about. We don't have to care about the royal wedding, and I don't. Oh, is her dad going? Is he not? Who's going to be there? Is Trump going to be there? Plus, obviously, you got a Hollywood liberal and marrying someone who is, a little on the liberal side, too, and they got a... couldn't wait to invite the Obamas, and I'm like, oh, just whatever. Get out of yourself for a little while. So,
hang on, we need to cut to this press conference for just a second here.
Protecting the safety of the Queen is a task that's gladly accepted by police force. For no matter how silly the idea of having a Queen might be to us, as Americans, we must be gracious and considerate hosts.
There we go.
Thank you very much. Yeah. And stop calling me Shirley. But anyway, what I wanted to say is I was in Hollywood for something, Los Angeles, work-related, and decided to take a tour of one of the studios, and I forget which particular one, but it was this studio. I think it might have been Universal, but the studio where Laurel and Hardy actually did all of the filming for Laurel and Hardy. That was, to me, what I wanted to see more than anything else. Love Laurel and Hardy. So, like Todd, I'm going to choose to see the positive. in that. Now, from this point forward, you will not hear the words that'll cause Todd to give me the buzzer that start with an R and start with a W. Those two words will not come out of my mouth. Nor will.
That was for demonstration purposes only.
Thank you. Yes, I appreciate that. Nor will you have to hear this anymore. You know what I'm saying? But it's obviously Laurel. I think we've ended that controversy, so you don't have to hear Laurel. Yeah, Yanny.
What? Laurel.
I just heard Yanny for a second there.
Laurel.
Hardy.
Laurel.
Hardy.
I thought I heard Yanny for a second. That's really weird. Somebody else told me that sometimes they listen to it, they hear Laurel. Sometimes they listen to it, they hear Yanny. I'm like, see a doctor. I can't help you. I don't know. Just leave me alone. So we're done with Laurel, Yanny, and the Royal Wedding. Now we'll get on to what matters, should we? On this fine program we call What's On Your Mind? How are you today? My name is Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. We're going to do a couple of things where we have scheduled guests. We have lots of time to chat about whatever you'd like to talk about. But coming up on the program, Tim Pawlenty, the former governor of Minnesota, and he's in that race to be governor once again. Not sure if you've heard about this, but there has been an incredible story out of Minnesota's daycare centers, child care fraud like you can't believe. Here's just the quick notes on this. So a number of daycare centers that they found would send in fake billing, not even be open for the day, and bill the state of Minnesota for like 20 kids showing up, right? And then when the checks come, send it overseas to fund terrorists. So a number of these, you know, communities taking the dollars, sending it back, you know, hoping to have terrorists come do harm on the United States of America. And you, the taxpayers, were paying for it. And you can hardly get a Democrat in Minnesota to say they care about it. And pay no attention to the man behind the ripoff curtain. So Tim Pawlenty is going to be here to talk about that. You got to hear the story. Andy Rickoff will be here. Andy is, you hear him once in a while doing things. He was at the Twins opener for us, chant with Dave St. Peter down in the Twin Cities this year, and his Super Bowl coverage. And he's our What's On Your Mind sports guy. And Andy's a nice young man. He is running his first marathon this weekend in the Fargo Marathon. So I want to find out, man, first of all, running. I don't get the running thing. I don't get it. But anyway, he's going to be here to tell us a little bit about why he chose to do this. One of the reasons he's doing it is for a charity called Unseen. And a fellow by the name of Paul Finstead, known to a lot of folks in around the Fargo area as the longtime head of the YMCA in town here, will join us because Paul is now with that organization, and they do some incredible things on trafficking. And especially what I like about what they do on trafficking is they're trying to help the places where this happens stop it from happening, right? I mean, they're going to the root cause. I always love that about charities. You know, it's sort of like, we need to feed the 2,000 people that are homeless. Well, why are they homeless? We can feed them, which is a, you know, obviously a charitable and important thing to do. Or you can go back and say, okay, how did this start? Where is the spiral? How can we end that? And they do that well on trafficking. So it'll be, if you're so inclined, a wonderful opportunity to help a great organization and also motivate a young fellow to make it all the way through that marathon, which is a big deal. I mean, do you hear about this much in Bismarck, Todd, the Fargo Marathon? I mean, it's just grown and grown and grown. Yeah, I mean, it's not Boston Marathon, but it's sort of at least Duluth Marathon. And maybe.
A ton of people do come up, you know, from over in the western part of the state to go to that. Yeah. But, you know, you're not going to see me run it until I get different knees, but, you know.
I don't know. I just, running to me feels like torture. I don't understand.
Exactly.
That. I don't
especially
get it
once
at all.
You don't have a whole lot of cartilage left in your knees, then it is torture. So
exactly. But anyway, there's a lot of people that love it, and I admire them because it takes a lot of stamina. And they're out there, and you know, I have my business partner Steve Holstrom, president of our company, is a runner. He's done the marathon. He's doing it again, and it's a routine for him. You know, he's doing it regularly, especially when he's training for a big race. But he loves it. I mean, he's out there just cranking away, whether he's thinking about what's going on or whether he's praying and thinking about his family. Or you know, he uses the time. It isn't like, you know, he's just out there just running. The mind's working.
So he gets that runner's high.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I've never asked him if it's a runner's high. I just know we talk a lot about how he uses.
People talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah, he uses that time. You know, he uses it very purposefully. It's wind down in one way. It's, you know, sort of, hey, tough day, and you're kind of getting to a spot, and you're, you know, then he'll use it to recharge a little. So yeah, it's
which would make him an addict then.
I guess that is a runner's high. Yeah. I don't know.
Sorry,
I don't know. Yeah. We'll ask the professionals. We'll find out. So anyway, all that's coming up on the show. In the meantime, whatever you'd like to talk about, I want to spend a moment on this story out of Partial, North Dakota. I don't know if you've heard about this, but a ninth grade teacher walks into a physical science class and decides to tell the class they're going to have a test on emotional intelligence. Have you heard about this, Todd? And it's pretty amazing. The questions were very inappropriate for ninth graders. Let me just say it was the sexual connotations off the charts, like you can't believe. And it's not a good deal. So there's some thankfully a little expose going on the fact that it happened, but not a lot of resolution yet. We'll tell you about that coming up. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal, 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Good portion of the audience listening out here doesn't care about marathon sports and Watford City, and that's the thing she's just talking about.
What I think I got out of that is I just want to tell you that a good portion of your audience doesn't care about sports, the marathon, or Watford City, and that's all you talk about? Play it one more time.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that a good portion of the audience listening out here doesn't care about marathon sports and Watford City and have teachers talk about them.
Good to have Charlie Brown's teacher listening today.
Well, first of all, thanks for the call. Appreciate that very much.
Yeah.
We don't spend a lot of time on sports. I don't remember that we ever talked about the Fargo Marathon before. We will today as much for the marathon and a nice young man running the race as for a, I think, very worthy, wonderful organization that is doing worldwide work out of North Dakota on an issue I care about, human trafficking. I hope you care about it. But if all we did every day was talk about sports, a marathon, and, unseen, ministry or Watford City or whatever, I would agree with you. I don't think everything in moderation, right? But I don't think we do. But here's what I would say, and I appreciate the call again. I'm being sincere about that. Call and tell me what you do care about. Because when we say what's on your mind, that's what we mean. And let me tell you, folks, I want you to understand the power of this audience. Congressman Kevin Cramer was on yesterday, as he usually is on the talk radio town hall, right? And we received a call right at the top of the hour from a gentleman that had done an enormous amount of work. He sent Congressman Cramer a long letter about the situation with the FSA office in Mandan. And a day I was away, Daryl Lease said, and for me, from the famous Daryl's Racing Pigs, Daryl Lease, a great voice for agriculture in North Dakota, Daryl Lease. And Daryl was subbing. He's one of our go-to guys to fill in for me. And he had heard some rumbles about this, and I think just threw it out and said, if anybody else, and all of a sudden the calls are pouring in about the horrible treatment our farmers are getting from the FSA office in Mandan. So another gentleman calls about that yesterday. Congressman Cramer takes the opportunity to tell us he talked to a number of people who said the office is already working better and there is more reform efforts in the hopper. Now, I could go down a long list of similar situations like that. In other words, a grievance, a concern, something that wasn't right, properly explained to a talk show audience and later a member of Congress, and the problem is on its way to being solved. So every one of us have an issue that drives us crazy. If I was a parent of one of those ninth graders in Partial, North Dakota, I'd be darn ticked right now about what's going on there. And I got to do something. And guess what? You're going to get some attention a lot quicker when the story is told right here on What's on Your Mind, or as it was last night on Point of View with Chris Berg, and all of a sudden the superintendent's having to say, "Hey, whoa, we got an investigation. We got to figure this out. We got to get to the bottom of it." It accelerates your progress. We become an ally of yours. So use us. That's what we're here for. We're happy to be that watchdog, that sunshine, being the disinfectant on whatever is, a cog in the wheel. Or, we had calls yesterday about the ELD thing. It's a mess. Congressman Cramer called me last night at, I forget what time, 6, 7 o'clock, and said, hey, I'm trying to find someone that will give us some direct answers related to, as he explained yesterday, a lot of this is a state issue. And so we've also got a request into Governor Burgum's office. Mike Nowitzki in the governor's office was given the audio from the show yesterday, and they're going about finding the right folks. Doug Goring was in Congressman Cramer's office yesterday, again, motivated to move that issue to the top of the priority pile because of calls that came in here. To say, hey, that waiver's great, but it doesn't get us to Minneapolis, and that's where the product's coming from. Boom, let's change that. Who can do it? When can it start by? How can we get it done? Can we get another ELD waiver for agriculture? Everybody hates the ELD mess. And I know somebody called yesterday and said that there's a growing contingency of Republicans that are not going to vote Republican until it's fixed because they blame Republicans. Now, mind you, this was an Obama administration rule. So, it is not easily unwound. But you know what? You keep the pressure on. You keep the heat on. It gives Congressman Cramer the ability to go to the speaker, go to whoever else. We just got to fix this. So that's what we're here for. So I would just say to the fellow that is concerned that he doesn't want to hear about a marathon or sports, number one, you don't a lot on this program. And number two, whatever it is that you believe that our listeners are concerned about or whatever concerns you, tell us. Just pick up the phone and call us. Simple as that. About anything, about any time. We have a 24/7 hotline. 855-200-1776. 24/7. Call us any darn time. So, and here's the numbers, by the way. If they are not in your speed dial yet, get them there. 701-258-0550. This is for the show when we're live. The 24/7 line allows you to leave a message 24/7. 855-200-1776. You can use that during the show, too, because you press 2 when you get to us. But press 1, you leave a message. But the number to call Todd or I, 258-0550. You can text Mr. Mitchell, Todd the Radio God Mitchell, 226-8503. 701 numbers, all of these. 226-8503. Or text me, 701-367-2054. Tell me what you care about. And I appreciate the feedback. If you don't like what you're hearing, let us know. That's a long answer to that caller. I apologize. But we are brought to you today in part by our friends at High Plains Apache. When you spray as much as you do, you need support from guys who know spray application. That's what I love about them. You want to go to a place that isn't just selling something because it's a great product and they just want to sell. You want them to know the product. I would also say, when you need something, you need it quick, you want an expert, especially when a minute's a million, right? Tips, parts, service, a full-on new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, including Apache self-propelled sprayers. High Plains Apache. Call them in Mandan, 663-2375. Stop in Frontier, south of Fargo as well. Or online anytime at highplainsapache.com. Texas says, say the dollar amount of that child care fraud three times so it sinks in. $100 million. $100 million. $100 million. I'll tell you another one. Have you been following this Line 3 pipeline fiasco in Minnesota? And these eco-terrorists like Winona LaDuke and Mark Dayton and the people that have been, you know, funding him and hang around with his ex-wife and that whole eco-terrorist, you know, radical environmentalist, tea-sipping, wine-sipping, cocktail party-attending folks. It's a $3 billion, B, let that sink in, $3 billion project, private investment. And they've been stopping it again and again and again and again, approved everywhere else, stopping it there. It's replacing an old line. It's making a brand-new line, environmentally safe route. Everybody signed off on it. Nope. The constant answer from the eco-terrorists in Minnesota. Now, the legislature said enough of this. House and Senate passed it, said build the darn thing. You think the governor will sign it? Not on a bet. U.S. Bank Stadium was $1 billion. And everybody in the Minnesota legislature on the Democratic side couldn't approve that fast enough. This is $3 billion in private money, and they won't do it. You can't make it up.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Vince Webkers here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance with 1-800-676-9879. one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
The road. Next week we'll be at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. We have a fun little studio set up not far from where CNBC will be on the floor of the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. So if you're there, you're displaying your wares or whatever. One thing I'm really looking for is North Dakota solutions to the supply chain for the oil and gas industry. So I know a lot of folks will be displaying different things, and I've heard the story. Ron Ness was telling us the story about the Palkeys out near Minocan. With the, you know, the building they're doing, and they're doing a, it's for wire lining. I forget exactly what they're doing, but I plan on inviting them and others as well. So if you know any stories, stop by and see us. We'll be there all 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Then Friday, a week from tomorrow, we will be at PetroServe USA in Valley City again, because it's Memorial Day weekend, and we are going to be giving away some freebies. There's, days left of the 20 cents off per gallon of E15. That should be great fun. And the burgers there are unbelievable. Unbelievable. They're from Valley Meat, and they are just fresh, ground beef, and they caramelize the onions and the cheese and the whole deal. It's just so darn good. You can't even believe it. I mean, really, really good. So I heard about them, and now I believe they are the best burger in North Dakota. So come have those and join us at PetroServe USA, Valley City, on your stop, whether you're going east or west. We'll be there for the show on Friday, week from Friday, to kick off the weekend. There's a lot of weather going on out here. I know that National Weather Service Grand Forks is telling us that thunderstorms between Fargo and Detroit Lakes will produce gusty winds, some pea-sized hail over the next half hour or so. Todd, you've got things a little dark in Bismarck, too, right?
Very dark in Bismarck. There's a somewhat intense cell between Glen Ellyn and New Salem, but also a lot of intensity north of Minot, north of 2, between 83 and Towner. That's all moving off to the northeast as well. So it gets it to get wet and maybe have some thunderstorm activity with all that.
All right, we bring a little rain there. That'd be all right. See, we've been praying for it, not showing up. So way to go. Love that. Let's see here. The fella called back, right? The fella called back about concerned about us talking about things that people didn't care about. So let's see what he said.
Sorry about that. The guy that called and said that we didn't care about what he's talking about. But just this morning here, I just kind of thinking if you guys were either drunk or high or lost your mind talking about laurels, marathons, and all that. It just seemed kind of crazy there for a little bit. Just crazy. Nothing wrong with it. It's just weird.
I've lost my mind, but I don't think it has anything to do with anything. But
don't think you were drunk. Pretty sure you weren't high.
High in life.
I don't know. Maybe you haven't heard about it. I mean, the texter just said, sorry, Scott, but I hear Yanny. Have yet to hear Laurel. I hear Laurel.
It was all the rage yesterday.
Yeah.
Now get away from it.
I will say, in fairness to the caller, that there have been many times where there's been a quote-unquote rage like that that I have no idea. Don't pay attention to it. But that one yesterday was sort of like I said, Paul Ryan was leading a press conference with it, and everybody was talking about it. What it was just a little piece of audio, and it was one word at one frequency and another word at another frequency, and we all hear a little differently, okay? And so some people would hear one word and others would hear another, Laurel or Yanny. And so it sort of went viral where people were doing that in the office, and it was a fun little distraction. I apologize if you think there are more important things. I couldn't agree anymore, and that's why I was sort of mocking it. If you didn't notice, I was trying to say this is really no big deal, but acknowledging that it was going on. So we have fun once in a while. We try to have a little fun and be a little joyful here amidst all of our serious discussions. So I don't want to make this caller wait, so I'm going to go to the caller. I still need to get to the partial thing. I will. Jeff had a question about ELDs. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, Scott, I just wanted to remind you, you mentioned a while ago that the impact that ELDs are having on the agriculture industry, but I just want to remind you that it goes way beyond agriculture. I worked in oil and gas industry for a company. We bring in a lot of pipe from down in Texas. Pipe that's being used, by the way, for meeting a lot of our gas capture goals here in the Bakken. And we're being told that for every single truck that's available down in Texas, there are over 100 loads waiting for that truck of materials coming up here into the Bakken. And the reason there's such a big backlog down there is because a lot of the companies are getting out of interstate hauling because of the ELDs. They're trying to stay down in Texas where it's a little bit less burdensome for them to run these ELDs. It's having a big impact on us.
It just drives me crazy that I'm hearing it. And what I find interesting is that it became a really big deal during the presidential campaign. And everybody pretty much agreed, look, this is a bad deal. It's got to be stopped. Of course, they voted on it, right? They tried to change it, and they didn't have enough votes. So like anything, we got to have more of us than them to change it, didn't they? I'm pretty sure they voted on it, if I'm remembering correctly. And then it was a case, well, now what do we do? So I think... Some people say, well, times change. You got to, you know, how you do this, you got to do this. And, you know, I've heard some people in the industry even embrace it. So that's the other problem. You know, what if you had a magic wand, how would you fix it, Jeff? What would you do to undo this Obama era regulation?
Get rid of it. Trust the drivers to use the old paper logs like they used to. And if you find drivers breaking the rules on the paper logs, enforce them, crack down on them. But by and large, the number of trucks that are running out there are good, law-abiding companies that didn't need this electronic logging. And it's just becoming, just like everything else, it's just too many burdens and too much administrative overhead, and it's just not worth it for them anymore. So just get rid of it. Scrap it.
Yeah, and I think one of the callers, I can't remember if Congressman Kramer told me this story from somebody he talked to or if it was from a caller yesterday, said people are walking away from the industry. They're just, I'm done, right? I mean, I'll get a job somewhere else. I'm not putting up with all this bureaucracy and having to stop an hour short of this and that. And, you know, so it's definitely causing some issues. So I think the important thing is to not, this is a squeaky wheel deal. This is the squeaky wheel gets the grease. Got to stay on it. Got to keep making noise and hope something happens and quick. And I think as far as anhydrous deliveries and all the problems that are going on there, that needs to be fixed immediately. The longer-term ELD thing is going to be, in my mind, not as easy to fix as quick, but still needs to be dealt with. So, Jeff, appreciate you calling about it, and I hope others do as well. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Another call waiting that came in during the break. Todd, go ahead and let that one rip.
Yes, I would like to know a little bit more about what has happened here at, say, CHI, St. Alexis Hospital, with concerns regarding many personnel ending their employment due to the administrative staff failing to maintain safety and quality standards. And this has come from the Peer Review and Credentials Committee, along with the Medical Executive Committee, taking a stance against the administrative staff that stating that they have all resigned, including a whole crew of emergency room doctors, because administrators have made it nearly impossible to maintain safety and quality This is of concern since many people rely on the hospital, and we would like to know exactly what has occurred or is occurring in the situation there. Thank you very much.
So, Todd, we talked about this briefly before, but there was supposed to be some resolution by now on that, was there not?
Yeah, they were supposed to have resigned, if I'm not mistaken, by close of business Tuesday. I have not heard or seen anything anywhere about what did happen. But I know that the CHI, you know, higher-ups are saying, okay, we get it, let's sit down and let's talk about it. So perhaps those discussions are still ongoing.
Texter says there's more to the story in partial. Be careful. I don't know what that means, but if anybody is familiar with what's happened there, the ninth graders in Partial, North Dakota, were asked, really explicit sexual questions in an emotional intelligence test that was administered by a ninth grade male teacher. So anyway, some concerns there. Chris Burke had this story last night on Point of View, so I'm going to play a clip of him here in a little bit, but some calls waiting to weigh in, so let's get to the phone. Mike on the road, what's on your mind? Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Good morning.
Hi there.
I'm currently hauling gas up here in North Dakota, but I had the opportunity to spend some time with a guy who drives for the W.A. Lamarck company, and he's a driver with them, been with them for 20 years, and he was talking about ELDs, as I was, lamenting the fact that they exist. And I was in Minot, W.A. Lamarck here the other day, attempting to buy 10 items, and six of them were temporary out of stock. He told me that is 100% direct result of ELDs. They got trucks parked. They can't get loads. Guys are having to park at the where they used to be able to get into a terminal to deliver. They're no longer able to deliver in time. They have to stop a half hour short of the terminal and send another driver out to run that last half hour. It is a nightmare for them.
Here's one thing I'm wondering about on the hour deal, because I've heard people dismiss that, say that requires better planning. You know, that isn't a reason to be against the ELD. Just plan correctly. Is that someone that's never driven a truck before? Is that naive? Things come up you couldn't plan for, traffic, whatever. So then you're
exactly
further behind.
Anyone that ever commutes anywhere to work, it's not clockwork. There are variables in everything. The other thing, when I was running under ELD up until about a month ago, you've got that time pressure all the time. Go, 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 go. And I found myself running hardest when I was tiredest. It's the end of the day. You've got 15 minutes to get back to a safe haven when you're hauling hazardous materials. You can't just stop anywhere.
Sure.
And you're running the hardest trying to beat that time clock.
Yeah,
most tiredest, you're at the end of the day, and you're running harder than you ever would before because you've got that clock ticking down, and it actually does click down. It's in red letters, red numbers, and it ticks off how many minutes you've got until you have to stop.
My daughter likes one kind of cracker and one kind of Powerade, so I make many runs to get the one kind of Powerade and the one kind of cracker. And you know how disappointing it is when you go and the whole shelf is full except for the one thing you want. So this will be a pain point for consumers if they don't get this fixed as well, because Mike's point's a good one. Appreciate the call. Dan and Fargo, tight on time, but give me your best 40 seconds here.
Well, I'd like to give you more than 40 seconds, but that's what I have. It's not an ELD problem. The ELD is simply a machine. I'm a transportation compliance specialist. I've been in the industry for almost 38 years. Our problem is an hours of service problem. Until we can get, as an industry, the black eye off of us for being the scumbag truck drivers, which, hey, I'm not here to be popular.
Hey, hang on a second. Dan, I want to finish this conversation, but I just have a hard break. So just hold tight, if you will. I want to hear more about your thoughts on this. Okay, don't go away. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from Indy Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Before the top of the hour, our pal Jim the Flagpole Guy is the best. I was looking at the flag last night, and I just think of what Jim does, and I just smile from ear to ear. This great patriot starting his business after somebody called and said, where can I get American-made flags and poles and parts? And that's a great story. Jim will be here in a second to tell us more about that. I want to finish our conversation with Dan in Fargo, who is a transportation. Tell me again what your expertise is, Dan.
I do transportation compliance specialist.
You work with the big companies to say make sure you're doing what we need to do. And your point then is You told us earlier that the real problem here is service hours. So, and changing the image. Finish what you want to tell us.
Changing the image is part of the industry's issue legislatively and in the general population. How we dress and act and talk around the travel plazas, I believe, has greatly damaged our ability to do things like change the hour of service, which is purely an arbitrary number. Now, insurance companies and other safety advocate groups would, and to a certain extent labor unions, will argue that, you know, 14 hours a day that you can work, you can drive for 11 hours, and you have to take a break in between. Well, I drove truck myself 18 years over the road. Things don't go perfectly. You have to have some flexibility. And if you can't get it done in 14 hours in a day, maybe we need to look at having a different occupation.
So, but I think I'm a little bit confused. You say the hours of service is the problem. That's what needs to be fixed, reformed, if you will.
The ELD is nothing more than an electronic version of the paper log. What everybody's complaining about is now they can't cheat.
Right, I understand. Yeah, that's the monitoring device. So, what would if you had a magic wand? What would the hours of service be? What would that look like?
Well, the first thing that needs to be looked at is that you need to have a 10 hours consecutive off to reset your duty cycle. Things don't go perfectly. You can drive, you know, back in the old days, you could drive for say 4 or 5 hours and. If you needed to, you could take a 4 or 5 hour downtime.
So let me understand let me ask you if I'm understanding you correctly. In other words, under your plan, you'd say you have 16 hours to get it done, however you need to. But if it takes you 16 instead of 14, you still got to wait 10 before you start again.
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. You have a 24-hour day. You have 14 hours to get whatever you need done. The other 10 hours you have to take off, but you don't have to. My idea is that you don't have to take all 10 off in one shot.
Interesting point. That is, I'm going to have you hang on, Dan. I'm going to connect you because there's a couple of things going on right now in the ways of different ideas to at least remove some of this pain point. So hang tight, and if you would, Manny, grab Dan's information, and we'll connect him with some of these folks that are working on that, including Congressman Kevin Cramer, as a matter of fact. NDFlagpoleGuy.com. Jim is here, my main man. How are you today, sir?
Hey, I'm excellent, Scott. Good morning. Hey, good morning to your audience. Today I went and met with Mrs. Powell from Alexander, North Dakota, and she was given a flagpole for Christmas. So we went over there and looking around to see where she wanted to put the flagpole. And we were talking and everything. She says, did you have a trailer a couple years? You remember a lady called you when she was following you with the trailer? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember you. And she says, well, that was me. I'm just so excited that my husband bought me this flagpole. And I was like, whoa, that's awesome. After 2 years, she finally gets her flagpole. But it just goes to show you that the flag burns in people's hearts, and as I spoke with her, it's just like every other patriot family oriented, great people, farmers, hard workers, and I'm just blessed. I'm so blessed to be in this business, Scott.
It is incredible. You know, there's a lot of reasons to call Jim and get a flagpole at your business or at your home. But the one I found the most fun, we live in a cul-de-sac, and so his truck was parked in the cul-de-sac, and I'm telling you, every neighbor is like, what is going on at your house? Because he has a Tyranny assault vehicle that he puts the flagpoles in on the back of the truck that is red, white, and blue. That thing looks like it belongs to the state fair. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. You want that in your neighborhood to let folks know how much you care about this country and stand for freedom. You got to do it. That thing's a beauty, Jim.
Well, I'm just all in, Scott. You know, last week my Ford had a problem and broke down on me, and one of my customers was Coke Williston, and he he always reminds me that I'm saving the truck for you. He feels like I need this truck, you know. It's an International DT-466. And sure enough, my truck broke down on the side of the road, so I called Bill. He says, it's right here, Jim. I'm just come pick it up, and we'll settle up later. I mean, awesome patriots. I just love America. I love Americans. And we're good people, and we have the greatest civil contract in the world, and that is our Constitution, and it makes America great by its people.
It's the best. ndflagpoleguy.com or call them right now, 571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG. Jim, God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
Like us.
God bless you, Scott. Thank you. Good day.
Bye. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.